The Lord be with you. I'm thankful you're all here safely, that we can gather to worship the Lord. My sons like to play the game hide and seek. Does anyone like that game? Any kids? Yeah, hide and seek. So usually, Oliver, our younger son, will stay with me, and we'll count to 10, and Asher will go hide in the house, and then we'll say, ready or not, here we come. And we try to find where Asher's hiding. He's a little better than that at hiding. He usually hides under the bed covers and tries to be still. But sometimes when he hears us coming, he will jump out and say, here I am. And I'll say, Asher, you're supposed to stay hiding. That's the point. You don't want to be found. But he loves to be found. It's so exciting for him to be found. Here I am. People have always been looking for God, trying to find where God might be hiding. And every religion has prophets that are pointing to where God is, to where God is hiding. Look over there, that's where God is. Listen to me, this is where God can be found. And the people of Israel had their own prophets. We heard from the prophet Isaiah this morning, who was not just pointing to God, but pointing to the one God would send, God's chosen one, the Messiah, the promised one, who would come to save Israel, to restore God's people. And so all the people of Israel were waiting. They were looking, they were searching for this special one, this anointed one of God. John the Baptist was looking and waiting for this chosen one of God. Andrew and Simon, they were also looking, searching to find God's chosen servant. In verse 38, Jesus asks a question. What do you want? The better translation is actually, what do you seek? What are you looking for? It's a good question. What are you looking for? What are we all looking for? What are we seeking after with our lives? It can be a hard question to answer. What are you looking for? Is it happiness? We want to live a happy life? We want to feel fulfilled in our life, in what we do, in our relationships? We want to have peace in our hearts? That's what we're looking for? And we look in all kinds of places to try to find something to bring us peace and happiness. So we may look for this in what we do. We want a purpose in life. We want a job that provides and gives us meaning. Maybe a title where we feel important. Or maybe we're searching for happiness in what we have. So we try to hold on to these things, to money, to things, anything that can make us feel safe and secure. What are you looking for? Maybe we are looking for popularity, some way to fit in, to feel like we belong. If only I fit in, that will bring me happiness. That's what I'm looking for. What are we looking for? But when we find these things, are we ever satisfied? Are we ever fulfilled? Under one of the chairs in this room, there's a prize. Do you want to check under your chair, see if you feel something? It's maybe taped under there. Does one of you want to check by the window, see if there's a prize? All right, we've got one. Oh, you've got competition. Do you see anything? Do you see anything? Oh, Bob, what did you find? It said, sorry, no prize here. The prize might be under the piano bench. Did you check under the bench, Bob? Right here? What does that say? Do you want to read it? That one says, sorry, no prize here. It might be under the offering bowl. Oh, what does that say? Sorry, no prize here. You may return to your seat. Bob, you did such a good job. I'm sorry there wasn't a prize waiting for you. We're looking all over the place, trying to find whatever it is we're looking for. But we're often disappointed when we get there. Who has their Bible still open to John 1? Anyone? Connie, will you read the first verse that we read, verse 29, please? Does John find Jesus? Or does Jesus find John? The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him. Did you notice that? That Jesus is the one who shows up in John's life while he's out there preaching and waiting for God's promised one. And everything that John says about Jesus has been told to him by God, by the Holy Spirit. John didn't do any research. He didn't go searching around. These things were told him, that the Lamb of God would come and that this one, the Holy Spirit, would rest on him. This is the one you're looking for. John didn't find that out by searching or by working hard. It was told to him. It was given him, that knowledge, that understanding. Later in the story, there are two of John's disciples, and they see Jesus as he's walking by them, as he's walking by. Friends, what if we've been playing the game wrong? What if we thought that we were the ones seeking God? Can you hold that? We thought God was hiding from us, but what if it's the other way around? What if we're the ones hiding? What if God is the one who's looking for us? Maybe Asher has something to teach us. Maybe we should say, here I am. Maybe Asher knows that the Father is looking for him and wants to find him. And really, he just needs to stop hiding and jump out and say, here I am. Because we all want to be found. That's what we're looking for. We think we want to find God, and we think we have to look all over the place. We have to run here and here. Maybe it's over here. Maybe God is over here. What if God is saying, just stop and say, here I am? You remember Genesis chapter 3? Adam and Eve disobey God. What do? They hide. And God is walking in the garden looking for them. Where are you? They were hiding. God wants to find them, not to punish them, but because he wants to be with them. He wants to be with them. He wants to bring them out of hiding. He wants to make them feel at home. And like Adam and Eve, all of us are so good at hiding. We're so good. We've learned how to hide really, really well. All of us in different ways. Some of us hide behind hard work. If we just do enough, we'll make God happy. Some of us are hiding behind shame. We don't feel like God would ever want to find us or be with us. So we hide behind a sense of self-loathing and hatred. Some of us hide behind self-confidence, that we have everything figured out, that we know all the answers. It's just a way we're hiding from God. How are you hiding from God? Just less than 2 weeks ago, I had a hard conversation with Jana because we were talking about the same question, really. How are we hiding? And I said, Jana, how do you think I'm hiding? That was a mistake. Don't ever ask your spouse because they'll tell you the truth. They know you better than you know yourself sometimes. And Jana helped me see one of the ways I've been hiding. And that's by avoiding my emotions, by not letting myself really feel the sadness that lives in my heart. I'm protecting myself. I'm hiding from the pain that lives here because pain lives in all of our hearts. Oh, but I just try to see it from a distance. Okay, I don't really have to feel that. It's safer over here. So I'll just go to my head and think about it instead of really, really having the courage to go there with God. Maybe I don't trust God to keep me safe in the sadness and the hurt. So that's where I'm hiding, and I need to come out of hiding. I don't know what it is for you. I don't know how you're hiding from God. We're hiding in different ways. How is God wanting you to come out just to say, here I am, trust me. I'm not going to punish you. I want to heal you. I want to help you. I want to be with you. The secret to the game, the secret to finding God is letting yourself be found, to stop running, pretending like you're the one who's going to figure it out, and who's going to find God, to say, here I am, God. I want you to find me. I don't want to be hiding anymore. That's what we want. We want to be found, to be seen. There's a Catholic writer named Martin Laird, and he says that finding God and being found by God are really the same thing, because God is the one who's put the desire in our hearts to seek him. He's the one who makes us feel restless. He's the one who makes us feel unsatisfied when we think we have what we really want. Oh, I'm still empty. There's something not right. God wants us to seek him, and that's the way he finds us sometimes. That's the way he finds us. Augustine says, our hearts are restless until they rest in God. Andrew and his friend ask Jesus, where are you staying? Where are you staying? It's a good question to ask. Where is Jesus staying? Last week, we read about Jesus' baptism, and we saw how Jesus' baptism becomes our baptism by God's grace. That when the Father speaks love and acceptance and approval over Jesus, he does it for us too when we are baptized into Christ. And when we're baptized into Christ, we also receive the Holy Spirit that Jesus received. The Spirit rests on us too. Where are you staying? Jesus has chosen to stay with you. That's what we see in baptism, that through the Holy Spirit, Jesus has come to stay with you, to stay with me. That's where Jesus is staying. And yes, there is a journey. There is a journey to be with Jesus. And the truth is, it's not a journey somewhere else, though. It's a journey to come home. It's a journey to come home, to be home. That's why I had Bob go back to his seat. Because it's a journey to come home to where we were, and we thought the prize was over there. But it's already here, that God is with us in Christ. He's come to be with us, to dwell with us, to stay with us. The question is, will we stop hiding? Will we say, here I am, I want to be found? And when we realize that we've been found, we're free to invite others to be found too, to come out of their hiding, to say, God's looking for you too. Andrew finds his brother, Simon Peter, and says, we found the Messiah. Jesus wants to meet you. Come out and meet him. I noticed today we didn't have any guests today, any new visitors. If you had to invite someone to come and meet Jesus, to come to worship, who would you invite? A family member, a friend, a neighbor? I want to encourage us this week to pray about that and to have the boldness to ask that person, would you like to come to church with me? To come out of hiding, to meet Jesus. I want to close by reading verse 42. So Andrew brings Simon to Jesus. Jesus looks at him and says, you are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas. Cephas means Peter or rock. This is what it is to be found by Jesus, to be seen, to not be hiding, to be seen by Jesus, to be called by name, and to be told who we will be, who we truly are. Simon may have wondered, why did God make me so stubborn? God had a plan for Simon. God made Simon that way to be a rock for the church, to be a solid rock for the church. Simon finds out who he truly is. And that's what happens when we let God see us and call us by name. We realize that we are precious, that we are the treasure God has been seeking. That is so hard to believe, that we're precious to God. But God is after us. He wants to find us. He wants us to say, here I am. And when he does, he sets us free to share the good news, to invite others to be seen, to call others by name, to help them see who they truly are in Christ, to be alive to God.